Oh.
I knocked out Abraham.
Where is he?
In a closet.
Oh my goodness.
Ellie, just implicated yourself on the record over here.
We need some beer, honey.
That's like so scary. Okay, so just on one quick point of clarification thing yesterday, and then Thursday I hope we'll have a little bit of, we'll try to polish off a little more of the local topic, and then we'll do a little more on either from Masak or Kamet Samata. But just to explain added point. Yesterday we were trying to explain briefly about the relationship or the kind of rivalry between Korban Pesach and Matzah, both of which are mitzvos of bifnei atzmam, and the different roles that they play on the holiday. And what we were trying to point out is, as Rabbi Yochanan Frischel Perlo does, that the language of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos in particular, Nun Vav, it is extremely difficult. He acknowledges that matzah is a mitzvah bifnei atzma, even as in his contrast between maror and korban pesach, mostly the rayas seem to affect matzah as well. So, just in terms of how that got resolved, I was trying to suggest three approaches. One is that. The approach of Rabbi Yochanan Frischel Perlo himself, which I think is very mechudash, but I think is extremely important, and parts of it are very compelling, and that is that basically the independent mitzvah of matzah only applies when there's no korban pesach. That's a very big kiddush to say that. It explains certain phenomena very decisively. But just to add just one quick ka'ara, obviously that says also something about the powerful nature of Korban Pesach. If Korban Pesach can turn matzah, it says two things. It said, if Korban Pesach can turn matzah into a tafel, legamri, in the context of Korban Pesach, obviously that says something about the prominence, the eclipsing power, Korban Pesach is like a magnet, if you will, for attention in that respect. And that's a very powerful thing. At the same time, it means that matzah has this capability, and there needs to be an independent expression of mitzvos on the chag, and that in the absence of giant shadow that is cast by Korban Pesach, that matzah has the capacity and really needs to emerge, in a very central way. The fact that is true, again, just reinforces the giant shadow cast by the Korban Pesach. The second perspective, which is, I think, important but not so exciting, but it still may be true, is that Be'erev Tok L'Matzos and Al-Matzos and Ron Yochluhu are really two completely different dinim of matzah, in the sense that never the twain shall meet. They're really two dinim. Everything that the Rambam says about matzah or implies about matzah in despite the begrudging acknowledgement of it being a mitzvah b'fnei atzma in Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzasei Nun Vav, is really about a matzos from Rorim Yochlu. And Be'erev Tok L'Matzos is just a different din entirely. The fact that matzah, would have two distinct roles is still very fascinating, meaning a matzah b'fnei atzma and a matzah as part of Korban Pesach. So that's true anyway. I mean, there are two psukim and there are certainly two dinim. It says something both about, again, matzah having two roles, as well as, again, something about Korban Pesach. That would be very important. If you say that, then it would be much harder to say, and this is a topic I believe that we've done one of the years past, I don't know how many people would have been here, but the topic of Korech, of course, and the Rambam's particular shita, which is complicated, in Korech. What was the Ikar Mitzvah of Matzah, Bizman HaMikdash and Bizmanenu? So again, if you were to keep Be'erev Tocha Matzos and, a Matzos from Yorim Yochu completely separate, instead of saying, that when they converge, Bizman HaBayis with the Zekor Pesach, that you're doing the Be'erev Tocha Matzos, in the context also, at least, of Matzos from Yorim Yochu, that would have tremendous impact on the Korech issue. And as I say, the Rambam's view on Korech is extremely complicated, but I think they fit into this. The third view, which is the view that I was pushing the most, was to take some of the perspective of Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlow, but to modify it in a way that the Rambam doesn't hold that Sefer HaMitzvos, mitzvah, whatever it is, Kuf Nun Ches, only applies Bizman HaZeh, doesn't apply Bizman HaMikdash. That also might just get you into serious trouble in terms of the, klalim of Minyan HaMitzvos, by the way. But that's not what the Rambam has in mind. But what he does mean to say, ever so subtly in Sefer HaMitzvos, when he seems to bring rayas about Maror's Tafel status that apply even to matzah, is that even if matzah, be'erev tochel matzos, and matzos merom yochlu, even if ideally those converge, and it's the same matzah, there's only one matzah, even if that's true, the fact that it is tafel legabe korban pesach, in its context, even though it remains a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, but it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma that is, relatively tafel, to the Ikar of Korban Pesach, that says a lot about the themes themselves. And what then the Rambam is saying in Sefer HaMitzvos is that you're never going to get a concept like a Chiyuv should be Nechal, Besova. You're never going to get anything like that in Maror, for sure, but you're not going to get it in Matzah either, even though it is a mitzvah of Ne'atzva. And some of the other requirements, again, this is what I meant when we started off, and I said, the Rambam speaks about how important Korban Pesach is, and he mentions the Tnayim HaNizkarim, and when the Mechilta that he quotes talks about the Kibbutz HaDvarim, what he means is not merely that Lemaisa, there are certain things that apply to Korban Pesach that don't apply elsewhere, but that that's part of the unique character of Korban Pesach, and that is that its great ambition also comes with a very demanding set of conditions, and that Korban Pesach, to be that great, cast that great shadow, and to play that prominent role, needs to be done, or at least lechatchila needs to be done just right, and that of course breaks rules. Matzah also breaks a lot of rules, I should say, but not like Korban Pesach. It breaks Korbanos rules, it has all these dinim tzli, and the adjunct with maror, and especially, making matzah a mitzvah of pnei atzma as something which is relatively tafel to the korban pesach. Also, the ben nechar, the arel, all the dinim, the shtei chaburos, some of which he makes reference to. All these are ways of showing that korban pesach, right, just is a different kind of halacha. And I think it's very interesting in light of that, as I said before, that on the one hand you have this like competition because the Torah calls Kagamatos, Klal Yisrael ended up calling it Kagapesach, Yom Yud Dalid, which is the day of Habos, Korban Pesach is a quasi Yom Tov, but of course Kagamatos is a full Yom Tov. Korban Pesach creates a Yom Tov, but only during the time of Hakrava and Achila. Chagamatzos, in that respect, is even more, because that first Kazayas, defines, the entire period of time. So the competition and, the different roles, despite, being two symbols, is something which is very much part of the story here. And I mentioned that the Nitziv in his Haggadah, in Reish Sefer, starts off by saying that at the time of the Mikdash, Korban Pesach completely eclipsed matzah. He doesn't say that it wasn't a mitzvah of Nehatzma like a Ruchim for Shapurla, but he says there were two mitzvahs b'fnei, I'm adding, there are two mitzvahs b'fnei atzma, but in the time, the Seder, in the time of Korban Pesach, was just totally dominated by Korban Pesach. Then he goes further and says that even bizmaneinu, when there is no Korban Pesach, there are still things that are very prominent in the Seder, right, to revive the memory of Korban Pesach. And one could perhaps, that's a leitmotif that he has in his Perush on the Haggadah. And one could even add that, you know, the phenomenon, I'm adding, that of matzah, which is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, which is also serving kind of as the zecher l'korban, you know, of Korban Pesach, when it has its own intrinsic value, is a very strange phenomenon. But in light of what I'm suggesting, which is that matzah is b'fnei atzma, right, but again, it has this kind of fascinating, you know, interaction with Korban Pesach, you know, that also makes sense. In other words, it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, but it's supposed to be done as an adjunct to Korban Pesach. In that context, it's tafel. And then when there is no Korban Pesach, matzah itself picks up on some of the dinim of Korban Pesach, even though it has its own intrinsic status, doraisa. Why would it be the one, right, to be the zecher? In a certain sense, matzah represents, you know, the Kedushas Hayom of Chag HaMatzos, and the whole interplay between chametz and matzah is part of that story, whereas Korban Pesach, in a way, creates its own quasi-Kedushas Hayom. Matzah doesn't create Kedushas Hayom. Matzah is a reflection of Kedushas Hayom. And there's a Yom Tov, that's a Mikra Kodesh, and, you know, the entire period is called Chag HaMatzos. But in Korban Pesach, and maybe we'll speak more about this on Thursday, as we said before, it doesn't reflect Kedushas Hayom. It causes Kedushas Hayom. And that, I think, is because it's, again, the Korban of Klal Yisrael, of the Am. It's the Korban of Emunah. Therefore, it generates a quasi-Yom Tov. It doesn't just express an existing Kedushas Hayom. So I think this is the complex relationship that exists, you know, three perspectives, but obviously my favorite is the third. But yeah.
You didn't say that like Korban Pesach casts a shadow on Maror. You just say Maror is a different status thing. Are you saying Matzah also is like a different status?
Maror isn't even, you know, a candidate here. So Maror is an adjunct, you know, clearly, you know, to Korban Pesach. That's all that it is. I'm just trying to explain the Matzah part because that's much more intriguing. In other words, to say, oh, Maror is Midoraisa, Maror is just an adjunct to the Korban Pesach, right, is clear. That's what the Rambam is saying. I'm just saying that some of the rayas also include matzah.
Why don't you say matzah has... You wouldn't say necessarily... It's not necessarily that Korban Pesach is eclipsing matzah, just matzah has different status on its own.
Well, but it also eclipses matzah when they're together, according to certain views. That's what we're saying. According to Rav Birchum Freshman Perla, that's certainly the case. It loses its b'fnei atzma status. Either way, it's a fascinating thing that matzah... You know, according to the second perspective, let's say that there are two dinim. There's a be'er tocha matzah, and there's a, you know, a matzah samrorim yochluhu matzah. Even if those are two kiyumim, it's fascinating that a chefza shel mitzah, which has its own status and independence, is also going to play, also serving another role as a second fiddle, you know, to Korban Pesach. And according to what I'm saying, which is maybe the Korech and the Rambam, maybe it really... L'chatchila, it's all that the Be'er of Tokla Matzos is in that context. And there aren't two different kiyum, just two different expressions of the same kiyum. So then it's even more clear that, you know, that there's a certain eclipsing aspect of Korban Pesach, even though it remains a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. I'm just adding more to try to show that, you know, that there, that matzah has its own upside. It too has onin olav, you know, a dvarim Harbe, and it too, you know, has certain, you know, in a way, a greater expression. The entire Yom Tov, where Korban Pesach has this intense, you know, but very much more limited, you know, impact on after Chatzos Yedalin and the evening. So I'm just trying to show that it's a little bit more complicated. But even then, in the intense, bright, you know, impact of Korban Pesach, matzah still is taking that, you know, second place.
How is it in Armahal? How is like the kiyum of the mitzvah of matzah being all affected by the Korban Pesach?
Well, if it's assuming that Be'erev Tokhla Matzos and that Al-Matzos and Rom Yochlu are not two completely different dinim, it is. I mean, and that's what the Rambam is trying to prove about no sova, you don't have all these other conditions. If you eat the Pesach, you know, without the other two, you're going to have a fulfillment of the Pesach. If you eat the other two, you know, without the Pesach, if you eat the Pesach without them, there'll still be a kiyum in Korban Pesach, says the Rambam. But if you eat, you know, maror, and he doesn't say anything about matzah, but obviously what he means is if you eat maror and matzah without the Korban Pesach, you don't get any aspect of the mitzvah of al matzos and maror miyachluhu. What you will get is be'erev tochlu matzos a little bit. So all the, I'm just saying that the rayas that he brings, that Rav Daniel HaBavli attacks him on, says, I don't get any of these rayas, and especially the sova one, and Rav Avraham and Rambam, you know, tries to counter most of them, but even on that one he says, yeah, I really don't get that one either, because why shouldn't matzah be nechal ala sova? Right? So those are all indications that you have, that when together, we're still focusing on Korban Pesach. And this is, I say, on another level, what the Netziv argues in the Reish Sheffer, but he's not talking about all these cases. And I think I mentioned the Ramban also yesterday, which was that the Ramban associates Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim more with Korban Pesach than with the others in his Hashmata in Mitzaseh about Birchas HaTorah. Again, in the Rambam, it's much more associated B'shashyesh Matzo Maror Munakam Lefanecha Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam doesn't associate Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim so much with Korban Pesach. But that, I think, is a different thing with the Rambam. Okay.
The fact that Korban is Al-Sova, Matz isn't, why are those necessarily related to each other as opposed to separate dinim? One, but the fact that Korban Pesach separately has Al-Sova and Matz doesn't, why is it?
No, the Rambam, it's quoting the Mechilta as a Raya. You're asking for the Rambam or Jen? How do I know that?
Rambam
says, how do you know that Korban Pesach is Ikar and is the Ikar one? Right? Mostly contrasting to Maror. He says, because the Mechilta says that you might have thought that Matzo Maror would have Alasova, Kamash Milan, only Korban Pesach does. So that's the question. That's the wonder of Avraham and Rambam says, yeah, I don't even have a good answer for that. Because everybody agrees that matzah is independent. So why isn't it alasova?
Why is alasova something that's tied to being an independent mitzvah?
You could ask that question to the Rambam. The Rambam says, my second proof.
Oh, fine. Okay.
The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah says, my second proof from the Mechilta that Korban Pesach is an independent mitzvah and Maror is not, is that matzah and maror don't get alasova and Korban Pesach does. Therefore, you see that it's the ikar. So that's where Rav Daniel HaBavli asks, and Rav Avraham ben Rambam acknowledges, well, that one's curious because the Rambam does admit that matzah is independent. So why isn't matzah getting all? You may have explained maror, but you didn't explain matzah, so mimanav shach. But that's his raya, right? So you can now there are others who think that alasova has to do with many other things. It's a kadshim halacha, it's a shviras etzim halacha, it's a kabura halacha. There are many, many explanations. But either way, that mechilta doesn't make sense according to them much either, unless that's what the mechilta means. Like, why would you think matzah maror would get alasova? But the Rambam went further than the mechilta. He quoted the mechilta to prove the prominence and priority of Korban Pesach. So, how is that a proof? If all you're targeting is Maror, right? That's one of the clear indications. That's why Baruch Official Perlo was motivated to say something much more radical, namely that Bizman, Korban Pesach, there is no bear of Tochel Matzos. There's only a Matzos of Arab. I'm just saying, I think that the different roles would explain that without going that far. But yeah, I want to get back to
it. Why is Alasova specifically related to Korban Pesach being unique?
Being
unique. Why? Or
you could ask that to the Rambam. Yeah, I'm saying that.
No, but I'm saying that the Rambam is saying that what we're saying is that the fact that the Korban Pesach is Alasova shows that Korban Pesach is unique.
And vis-a-vis what?
Vis-a-vis Matzah and vis-a-vis
Maror.
But why is, what does Alah Sova specifically have to do with anything? Meaning, why can't it just be Karm Pesach you would have to eat while wearing red or on a Tuesday or when it's raining, the same way that we had said?
Oh, no, I mean, but again, this is not a question on me. This is a question to ask the Rambam. I can tell you what I think, I mean. But this is a question for the Rambam, not
right.
for me. This has nothing to do with the...
The explanation that we're providing doesn't explains why... If one thing is going to have to be eaten Alah Sova, why it would be the Karban Pesach. But it doesn't explain why the Karban Pesach has to be in Alah Sova.
Right. The Rambam doesn't discuss that. He says, but he does say is that it's a mitzvah minimum of kar. I mean, again, I'll give you a short part of that answer. Maybe we'll talk more about it on Thursday. The Rambam clearly, as we noted, doesn't believe, like the Bali Tosis, that Alah Sova is a din in Shviros Hatzim. And he doesn't believe it's a din in the Chabur, and he doesn't believe it's a regular din. If you look at the Rambam in Hukas Maisa Karbanos, when he talks about the din of Lamashka, Ligdula, the Rambam says, oh, you can eat chulin, you can eat truma. Right? There's no special din, you know, that, you know, clearly the notion of Lamashka, Ligdula, which applies in all Karbanos, is not the din of Alah Sova here. So what is the din of Alah Sova here? So I think that it has to do with, again, a kind of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim idea, you know, of Cheirus and Sviya. I think it has to do, you know, with being in a certain state of mind and appreciating, you know, that the Korban Pesach isn't a meal, but that you're, you know, you're taking a meal of something that was, you know, a symbol of a covenant. And therefore, eating that al hasova in the context of cheirus, calmly, you know, savoring it, you know, as a way of projecting its importance, is the theme of al hasova. But he doesn't say that. He just says it's a mitzvah min hamubchar. But as I say, that has nothing to do with the. That's what I think it's all about. A kind of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim aspect, but I think something very specific to the idea of this is a Karban Emunah, which I think there's so much evidence in the Rambam, you know, for it. Pesach Lashem. This is Pesach Lashem, and therefore it has to be eaten differently, even differently than other Karbanos, but it's not a Karban Din, and it has to be eaten differently even than the Matzah on this night. Okay. Back to Matano Manas L'Hakser. Yeah.
Would matzah without Karban Pesach have to be eaten Alah Sova?
No.
So then it's not.
That's a special din in Karban Pesach. Even no one's saying that. You're asking, according to me, the question doesn't even get off the ground.
No, I'm saying, according to you, it should be that only the presence of Karban Pesach relegates matzah to a lower role. Where it
doesn't
have
Alah Sova. According to what I'm saying. The Rambam is proving from the din of Sova, which is unique to Korban Pesach, that A, Maror is totally Tafel, and that B, even Matzah relative to Korban Pesach is Tafel. It's not the Tfelus which is responsible for not having Sova. It's the Ikar relative to the Tafel objective status of Korban. It's the uniqueness of Korban Pesach which is highlighted. So it's not unlike, let's say, the way Rabbi Rucham Fushel Perlo, and this I like the diuk, so I would put this in also, right? Rabbi Rucham Fushel Perlo's diuk in Hilchos Chametz Matzah is that if you look very carefully at the Rambam, when he says that you have to eat the last, you know, kezias from Korban Pesach, bizman abayis, and bizman azeb from matzah, he doesn't say because matzah is a zecher l'Korban Pesach. Right, and he doesn't give you some other explanation of Sheishayer Tam Pesach either. He just says because that's the Ikar Mitzvah. So then the question is, well, if that's Rabbi Yerucham Fushel Perlo's Raya, right? He says if Matzah is always a Mitzvah Bifnei Atzma, so what you should have? What does it have to do with Bizman Azeh or Shelo Bizman Azeh? The Yisoda is that you have to end off with the tam of the mitzvah. Therefore, he says that it's only bizman hazeh that it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. I'm suggesting not to say that. But then the question, I guess, would be, so you have two ikar mitzvos, both of which are, you know, independent, right? Meaning mitzvos b'fnei atzmo that belong in sefer mitzvos. So why is there more of a din sheyishayer, you know, tam pesach than tam matzah? Especially if you agree that b'zman hazeh, you're going to apply the same thing for tam matzah. So unlike what I just said about sova, which is, you were asking me the question based on the assumption, it's a relative thing, meaning, you know, the Rambam maybe is only saying that, you know, sova applies only to the one in this particular case, which is, you know, eclipsing the others and more prominent, or it doesn't apply to matzah because it's eclipsed in this case. And I was saying, no, that isn't the point. The point is that it's a unique din in Korban Pesach, period. Unlike that din, the way to explain the Rambam and Hilchos Chametz is that that's a relative din. You can only conclude the evening with the last kazayas, right, in one mitzvah, because that's what conclusion of the eating means. You can't twice conclude the eating, right? So what the Rambam is saying is, relative to the general idea that even though matzah is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, at the same time, you know, in the context of when both of them apply, the intensity of Korban Pesach even turns it right into Tafel Korban Pesach. In light of that, it makes sense that if you have to find a single place to end the eating, it's going to be with the Korban Pesach. But there, right, that is a relative thing. So you're going to go to the next best one, not because of Zecher in Matzah. So that'll be a contrast where in one case it's picking the best one, as opposed to Sova, where this, the only din of Sova is in Korban Pesach. But the fact that that's so is still a sheer in prominence that impacts how you look at Maror and Matzah. Okay, sorry that took so long. I just want to thank
you. It's my fault.
No, it's okay. I just want to make sure that we also... Okay, so we're talking about...